We have finished covering all the chapters from the textbook. In the next lecture, we will review the material and give some tips on how to study for the final exam. So the question is, what to do after the course is completed? The logical next step at Game Institute is to take the first course in graphics programming with DirectX 9 series. This will introduce you to 3D game development. After completing the two C++ modules, you will be well prepared to handle this course. In addition, if you have not yet taken the game mathematics course, you ought to sign up as soon as possible. As we saw in the air hockey game, game development can get quite mathematical, and this is especially true in 3D game programming. We have also included some suggestions for books you ought to invest in if you plan to become a career programmer or a serious amateur programmer. These books do not need to be purchased immediately and read all at once. Rather, you can slowly read them over a long period as you work or take other classes. Some of them are more reference-based and won't necessarily be read from cover to cover in one sitting. First, Effective C++ and More Effective C++ are excellent books on giving you a deeper understanding of C++. We recommend reading these books first. Both books explain how to use some of the trickier aspects of C++, how to solve some common programming problems in C++, and common misuses of the C++ language. In addition, arguments are made for how to do things the right way in C++ from a design perspective. Effective STL follows in similar style to the two previously mentioned Effective C++ books, except that this time the topic is on how to use the STL effectively. This book is a welcome addition for understanding the philosophy and design of the STL, since it can be tricky. Data Structures and Algorithms in 24 Hours is a good, non-mathematically rigorous introduction to algorithms and data structures. If you do a search on Amazon.com, for example, you will see that there are many books of this kind. Some of them are very academic and can get quite mathematical. Robert LaFour's book is great if you are more interested in application and intuition than theory. Design Patterns is a famous book that essentially provides a list of design solutions for specific kinds of programming design problems everyone encounters from time to time in different situations. It is beneficial to read for itself, but also to pick up the vocabulary of patterns, which you will read about in the programming literature and see people talk about on programming forums and news groups. The C++ programming language was written by the creator of C++ himself. Although it is not the book of choice for learning a computer language for the first time, it is an excellent reference for readers who have some C++ programming under their belt. This is a great book when you need a complete reference to look things up, especially subtle details about the C++ language. Finally, Code Complete essentially gives advice on how to become a better programmer. This is another famous book every programmer should read. Well, that's it. Study hard and good luck on your final exam.